Hello, gorgeous. So this is a little bit of a bonus podcast episode. You probably weren't expecting a new podcast to go up today, were you? Well, this week is my birthday week, January 19th, turning 28 years old. And I've definitely done a lot of reflecting and thinking. And I kind of wrote up this blog post and I thought that it would be really great for me to share it with you guys in like an audio version, since, you know, some of you might be more interested in just listening. So you don't have to sit and like read anything, just listen to this and be on the go. Something I've been thinking about a lot lately is it's not really important what you do, but why you do what you do. And whenever it comes to finding your motivation, whenever you're feeling a little bit unmotivated or uninspired, it's really important to remember why you wanted something in the first place. Now, there will always be times where maybe the reasons might change, or maybe your why changes and that ends up changing what you want, period, you know? But that was something I was thinking a lot about, and I was thinking today a lot about my why and why I started doing what I was doing. So I decided to, this is actually going to end up being a blog post and potentially a video, but I wanted to share it with you guys as an audio version, just in case maybe this is your preferred method of consuming my content. So when I was growing up, I had terrible acne. In school, I was surrounded by mostly pretty girls with pretty skin, not a blemish in sight. I tried absolutely everything short of really strong medications. Honestly, nothing worked. My only option was to just cover it up. I'll never forget this horrible stick concealer from the drugstore. You know, the kinds that look like lipsticks? Let me tell you, drugstore makeup has come a long way since those days. Consider you present day budget bombshells lucky, because in the early 2000s, it was quite the struggle. I was incredibly insecure with my skin, often going so far as to still have foundation on when I would go to sleepovers. Like, you know, girls, they'll have sleepovers, slumber parties, just because often sometimes the girls would comment on how different my skin looked with and without makeup on. There were countless of times where I didn't even want to leave my home. Like, I didn't even want to go to school just because my skin was so bad. And I know what it's like to hope so bad that something will fix what you're really insecure about and still not see results. It's the reason why I'm so cautious about whenever I talk about skincare, especially when it's something that has to do with acne treatments. Honestly, I refuse any sponsorship offers for acne treatments. I've left thousands and thousands of dollars on the table because I don't want to promote acne treatments, because I don't want to say something is going to truly create miracles. Even if it would work for me, I don't want to promise that to anyone else, because I know how frustrating it is. And I think anyone that has problem skin really understand better than anyone that everyone's skin is really different, and what works for one person might not work for the next. What doesn't work for someone else might be like your miracle product. So it's not a one size fits all. Of course, when I do find things that I like, I have to share just in case it makes a difference for someone else. But again, I'm really cautious about, I don't want to make any major claims or promises. It's just, I recommend what I think works, what's worked for me, and if I think it's something that somebody might benefit from trying out. But a main focus for me ever since I started my channel was inspiring confidence. To me, confidence isn't about thinking you're perfect or better than everyone. That's delusion. To me, confidence is knowing what your strengths are. And beyond knowing what your strengths are and leading with that, confidence is also knowing what your weaknesses are and still keeping your head up in spite of them. And if you can even like go for super confidence is turning your weaknesses into strengths. Not that I consider myself to be a poster child for confidence. I think that feeling 100% at all times is really unrealistic. But some of my favorite videos, the ones that I'm the most proud of, are things like the how to look good without makeup, even if you have acne. Those are the videos that I wish existed when I was growing up. I would have felt so much better about myself. But we didn't have YouTube back in those days. So how did I get here? Where even is here? Like I said, when I was a teenager, I had really terrible acne and nothing was able to fix it. So what do you do with the stuff that you can't fix? You cover it up. Keep in mind, I'm very pale naturally. Really, really pale. It doesn't always come across on camera, but I'm super, super pale. And back then, there weren't very many shades to choose from, drugstore or even high end. Whatever I ended up purchasing was always too dark, too yellow, too pink for my skin. I always looked like I was wearing some kind of a mask. My makeup was really obvious and uneven and blotchy. I was such a mess. But what started out as a necessity eventually became a lot of fun. I started reading magazines and trying out all of the beauty tips that they would give. I started getting into foundation and powder, eyeshadows, mascara, eyeliner, lipstick, eventually glitter. That was a mess. But anyway, I used to flip through the pages of magazines and I would wait for the newest Britney Spears music video to come onto MTV so that I could record it on a VHS tape. Some of you might need to Google what that is. But I did that because I wanted to be able to pause it and recreate the look so that I can go absolutely nowhere because I was only 13 years old and it was a school night. I learned the hard way that the products that they say that they use on celebrities, models, actresses, in magazines are often complete lies. I learned the hard way that mascara campaigns tell as many lies as future ex-boyfriends do, as they have the most obnoxious fake lashes on the planet on the model. I learned the hard way, very, very hard way, this is a painful story, that mayonnaise in your hair is a horrible idea for a conditioner. You will smell like a sandwich for a good week. Your mom's going to yell at you for the grease you left behind in the shower and the entire bottle of shampoo that you wasted trying to get all of it out of your hair. Long story short, I fell in love with the idea of creating beauty. I wasn't a very beautiful girl growing up. I wasn't the pretty girl. I wasn't the rich girl. I wasn't the popular girl. I had to work for whatever I got. My life has been messy ever since birth. What I did have, though, was a lot of personality, lots of opinions, sarcasm for days, oh, and tons of free time because there weren't any boys yet to get me into trouble and keep me busy. So I played with makeup. I experimented as if I was my own personal guinea pig. I'd sit in the mirror and pretend I was on TV talking to an audience. I wanted to tell stories. I wanted to talk about what I learned. I wanted to talk about what I found funny. I was told I wasn't quite pretty enough to be an actress, and that I was also somehow too pretty to be a comedian. Well, shucks, what's a girl to do? Fast forward to the invention of YouTube. When I saw YouTube, it was like I had just discovered fire. This is it. This is how I can talk to people. This is where I can do all the stuff that I've been doing at home alone, like a crazy person for years. Only this time, I'll be doing all of that like a crazy person, only in front of a camera. I quietly practiced looks and took photos and put them all together to create my very first YouTube video. It was a slideshow of all of my looks from the year, my debut. It was like a little commercial for what was in store for my channel. It was really exciting. There weren't very many beauty gurus yet. That's what they were called back in the day. I don't know if they're still called that. I have no idea. But that video has since been taken down because of copyrighted music. The song, in case you were wondering, was Stripper by the Soho Dolls because Gossip Girl. And also because I love the idea of burlesque, which explains my first actual makeup tutorial, which was based off of the signature look of Dita Von Teese. So here we are now, many years and noses later. What's happened between when I started to where I am now is a story for the books, honestly. I've been through many ups and downs in just about every possible way a human being could have ups and downs, and even then some. But I have to say that everything happens for a reason, and without all of those experiences, I wouldn't have grown into who I am today as I sit here typing this. I know it sounds cliche, but I actually really mean it. Of course, I have changed since I first started. I was fresh out of high school when I posted my first video. This was way before it was the thing that every high school kid wanted to be. It wasn't a career back in those days. Yes, I've changed many times over, but it's all helped me get back to what I actually love to do. Share. Whether that means stories, lessons, tips and tricks, whatever I think can help you live a happier, healthier, more beautiful life, I want to share that with you guys. I don't consider myself to be part of what I call the new tube. You will never see me do my makeup in a Rolls Royce, make tacky, overly exaggerated story time videos, humble brag about my possessions. I love beautiful things as much as anyone, but bragging about it every 10 seconds is not valuable to anyone. I'm not going to be sitting here shoving coupon codes and bullshit at you every time I open my mouth. Listen, no hate to those who do that. I like to think that it's coming from a good and happy place, but that's just not me. I'm not here to show off. Maybe it'd be better if I was, career-wise. But I'm actually here to connect, because that's where the riches are. And I think that's what can actually make people much happier. I don't intend for myself to be a role model in any way, but I do think that to an extent, what we see subconsciously has an effect on us. What we see the most subconsciously does have an effect on us. And if you see people constantly shoving certain things in your face, you're going to think that that's what they value most. And then it kind of subconsciously makes you think that that's what you're supposed to value most. So your priorities change. Your focus changes. Your self-worth and what you base your self-worth on changes. So I want to make sure that whatever it is that I'm putting out, for the most part, because obviously, you know, I'm not Mother Teresa, but I want to make sure that whatever it is I'm putting out overall is stuff that can actually mean something to someone other than just me. So that's what I have to say. It's really important to remember your why, especially when you feel like you're lost, when you feel uninspired, when you feel overwhelmed, when you kind of get caught up in the motions and, you know, just all the day-to-day putting out fires, and you're just kind of like, oh my God, why am I even doing this? It's really important to remember your why, because I think naturally sometimes life can pull us in opposite directions. And while I do think that everything happens for a reason, and I think you learn, it's really important to still remember where you want to go. On a really important note, I wanted to let you guys know, between you and I, it seems as though, allegedly, I don't want to get sued, allegedly, YouTube and multi-channel networks have become allegedly increasingly sketchy. Now, I'm not saying this is exactly what's happened to me, because I don't have evidence just yet, but there has been quite an interesting thing going on where it seems as though YouTube and these multi-channel networks are blocking people's content for no reason at all, even when their subscribers turn on their notifications. So remember when I would say like all these annoying things where it's like, you know, don't just subscribe, but click the bell button so you don't miss anything. Well, they're bypassing that also. That's not really making a difference. So to beat the system, make sure to subscribe to my email list. It's totally, totally free. This is the only solution that I've been able to come up with. Like I said, it's totally free, and there will never, ever, ever, unless it's like a total like emergency, and by total emergency, I mean Sephora is having like a 95% off sale. There will never, ever be more than like 2 to 3, and that's even a stretch, but like no more than 2 to 3 emails a week sent to your inbox. So don't worry about it being like, you know, when you buy something from an online store and you somehow get like 5 emails a day. That's not going to happen. I promise. I couldn't even create that many emails, to be honest. So it's my rule that I only send super, super valuable emails that I know you wouldn't want to miss. So I know for sure that I will start sending out a weekly email that will have an update with links to whatever my latest videos are from that week, so that you know what's up, you know what you might have missed. You don't have to depend on YouTube to tell you and notify you in your subscriptions. Again, it's 100% free. No million annoying emails ever. I won't ever give your information to a brand or sell it to anybody. That's not what I'm about. This is my personal email list that is just specifically to connect with you guys. Because again, that's what's the most important thing. I refuse to be silenced. I've thought really long and hard about what I think it could be. And honestly, from what I've been noticing, they don't want people to be able to think and make decisions for themselves. And I keep getting messages and comments and all kinds of things from people telling me that they think that I don't even make videos anymore, which is completely heartbreaking. But again, I don't know why it's happening. Maybe it's because I don't promote following trends. I don't promote, you know, being a sheep. I don't promote certain things. I promote free thinking. I promote marching to the beat of your own drum. And sometimes that could be a really threatening message to a lot of people. So maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Who knows? But really easy to subscribe to my email list. I'll put a link to that in the show notes down below. You can also go to jessicaharlow.com/mail and you can sign up there. After you've done all of that, let me know in the comment section of my latest Instagram post, whatever it is by the time you listen to this podcast, because I will be going through and following some random people, because really it's important for me to get to know you guys better. That's again one of my main focuses in 2018. The best part of 2017 was I really focused the last half on connecting with you guys, and I've honestly fallen quite in love with a lot of you. So I want to continue that and continue connecting with you all, because it just makes everything I do just feel much more meaningful, and it also really helps me to actually help you. So go ahead and do that. I look forward to chatting with you again next Thursday.